Thank you, Ben, for reading our psalm this morning. Have compassion for everyone you meet, even if they don't want it. What seems like bad manners or cynicism is always a sign of things no eyes have seen or ears have heard. You don't know what wars are going on down where the spirit meets the bone. Ring the bells that still can ring, forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. It was 1863. In the midst of the horrific and divisive years of the American Civil War, at a time when, and this is true, when an elected member of the House of Representatives was censured because they lashed out against another elected official. Can we imagine a time like that? It was in this type of charged atmosphere that President Lincoln established Thanksgiving as an official federal holiday. And in his proclamation given October 3rd, 1863, Lincoln wrote this: "The year that is drawing towards its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we are prone to forget the source from which they come, others have been added which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and soften even the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever watchful provision of the Almighty God." Thanksgiving for Christians is about reflecting and being open to God's grace, which, as Lincoln wrote, we are prone to forget. But when we remember God's past blessings and realize that God continues to pour out God's self into our lives, our response should be nothing less than praise and words of thanks. And this is the opportunity that Thanksgiving gives us year after year. Psalm 126, which was just read, falls in the category of psalms known as the songs of ascents or ascending. Psalm scholars believe that this collection was sung by pilgrims as they journeyed great distances to pay homage to God at the temple in Jerusalem. And since the city was located on higher ground, travelers were ascending with one another, singing these songs with each other. And then they would get to the temple, and there were even more steps going to the top. The Psalms of Ascent. It was a walk of faith where fellow pilgrims would tell stories and sing songs of how God had rescued them when they were in trouble, restored them when things had been destroyed, and promised to be with them always. The act of remembering God's past blessings is an ancient spiritual practice. It opens us to the ways God has spoken to us, has guided us, and has brought us to where we are right now on our pilgrim journey through life. Listen again to the first three verses of the psalmist's song, and I invite you to think about a time, perhaps a Thanksgiving or any moment, where you felt deep down that God was with you in that. "When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, 'The Lord has done great things for them.' The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced." When I think of Thanksgiving, I think of my grandparents' laundry chute. And my grandparents may be watching this morning going, okay, I don't know where Keith is going with this. But I'll explain. Growing up every year, we would get to my grandparents for Thanksgiving, and I would find my cousins who are roughly my age, and we would play together the entire day. We played downstairs playing ping pong. We got out the army men in blocks. We would play football and wiffle ball. But our all-time favorite game was, can you guess it? Hide and go seek. And I don't know how old I was this particular year, but I had a great hiding spot on the second floor. The kind where you could hear people go past you and they didn't even know you were there. It was so great. But after a while, I realized that I think everyone went downstairs to go get first dibs at dessert. So I figured out that if I vacated my great hiding spot for just a second to the open laundry chute on the second floor, I might be able to know more about what was going on. Because you see, the laundry chute opened up into the kitchen on the first floor. And so by pressing my ear to the silver door and leaning my head in, I could hear everything. I listened, I heard familiar voices in my family, I could hear my grandmother filling the sink ready to do dishes, my mom offering to help out, I heard my grandpa getting measurements to build shelves for a grandchild's bedroom, and I heard my cousins, who in fact did ditch me to get desserts before I did. And over it all was the loud, contagious, boisterous cackle of my aunt that filled the entire home with laughter. I think back to that time, and I can say with absolute certainty that God's grace was flowing through each room and through each conversation, that our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue was shouts of joy. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. The act of remembering God's past blessings is a spiritual practice we are prone to forget. And it takes holidays like Thanksgiving, where we are reminded to reflect on God's presence in our lives. The wisdom of Psalm 126, however, does not stop there. The psalmist doesn't simply remember for remembering's sake, but does so because they are in need of that reminder of God's grace in their life right now. Listen again to verses 4 through 6. Restore our fortunes, O Lord. Like the water courses in the Negev, may those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. The psalmist is in need of restoration right now. Restore our fortunes. Life has become a river during a time of drought, a time of weeping, a time of heavy burden. These are the lyrics to their song as they sing them together, going up that long and uphill road. And so maybe you come to worship this morning searching for the same thing, looking for restoration or shelter from what troubles you. Perhaps it is a relationship that is strained or health problems that are out of your control. Maybe you're discouraged by the nightly news, the images of refugees and immigrants desperate for safety, or the poverty that we see on the rise around us. As the holiday season begins, we remember those who are no longer with us. Perhaps we're grieving the way things used to be and the traditions we used to hold on to. This can be a very complicated time of year, feeling both happiness and sorrow at the same time. Not unlike 1863. We find ourselves searching for God's promised redemption and with it, hope. Psalm 126 reminds us, in such times as these, to open the laundry chute and to be present to this moment we are in. When we face such times as these, we are called to interrupt and open ourselves to God's prevenient grace. And in doing so, we can realize that God's grace never did stop flowing, that the river that has experienced drought will again be filled with rushing water, that those that sow in tears will again be be shouting in joy that God has kept God's promise to be with us forevermore. And Thanksgiving is a time to remember how God has provided, but also that God is not done with us yet. So here is your challenge for this coming Thursday. Take 10 minutes out of your day and just reflect on how God has shown up in your life. You could be in the midst of children playing or a parade or football game on TV, or maybe you're all by yourself. But pause and take notice, just as that community of worn-out pilgrims did, to remember how God has restored you before. And then stick your ear into the laundry chute and listen to the ways God continues to show up right here and right now. And together, even in the midst of difficulty, we will sing, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy."